Welcome to Digital Ideas. I'm Mike Yeomans, and I'm with Stephen Kass, Special Projects Editor at MIT's Technology Review, and Alcatel-Lucent CTO Marcus Weldon. Stephen, Marcus, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here, too.
So Alcatel-Lucent was named in MIT Technology Review's 2012 TR50 list of the world's most innovative companies. And I must say, the list of companies that made it on the TR50 is really impressive. First of all, Stephen, what's the criteria that MIT uses when selecting companies for the TR50?
So the list is chosen by the editors of Technology Review, which is published by MIT, and it's the world's oldest technology magazine. And what we really look for is we look for companies that are really setting an agenda, that are having an influence, that if you're in a field or even in certain circumstances, broader society, you can't ignore them. It's not like somebody just rolls out a new product and you buy it or you don't, and you can ignore it if you want to. But these are the kind of products and services which really set an agenda in a field. It sets the strategic direction for an entire raft of other companies as well. And that's really the kind of the company that we're looking for.
Yeah, with such a diverse list of companies, I mean, Apple, DreamWorks, Facebook, First Solar, General Electric, IBM, Intel, Twitter, and that's just naming a few. Is there a common thread with all these companies?
Yeah, these are all companies, even though they are, as you say, very diverse, they all have certain features in common. So they've demonstrated original and valuable technology. You know, it's not just vaporware, it's not just a bunch of white papers. There's some actual technology out there. And then what they have been able to do is bring that technology to market at an appropriate scale, a significant scale. You know, if you're an energy company, that can be actually quite a large scale. If you're, you know, a web company, it might be a smaller scale, but it's a scale where you're really making a difference with that particular technology. It's not just like you're producing one or two, you know, prototypes or showroom queens, and then the economics are not there to make any more, but you've actually managed to deliver a technology at scale. And then finally, of course, again, are these companies influencing their competitors? And so all of these companies that are in the Tier 50 are those which meet those criteria.
One more for you, Stephen. So what made Alcatel-Lucent stand out and be recognized?
So we really recognized Alcatel-Lucent for its work on the light radio architecture. You know, we like to look at companies as well who are tackling big problems, almost we like to call civilizational scale problems. And the growth in mobile data and the ability to satisfy the demand for broadband mobile data is, I think, one of those challenges. It's already an issue, you know, in the developed world, and we can see as the developing world is leapfrogging ahead with its cellular phone use and its smartphone use that it's going to be an issue there too. And so we recognized light radio as being an innovative re-architecturing of how cellular networks work. That it's upgradable, and that it provides a platform for enabling a lot of new innovation. So you can imagine that smartphone manufacturers and application developers down the line are going to be able to think of new and cooler apps, new and cooler things to do with phones based on the fact that this new architecture is there to enable them. And we've seen such incredible innovation in the mobile space, and that this will help keep that innovation running. So that we thought it was important to recognize Alcatel-Lucent for that.
Marcus, no good journalist would miss the opportunity to ask this question. So how does it feel to be included on such a diverse list of innovative companies?
It feels fantastic. I mean, how could you not be proud to be on a list of those companies? So it's a great list, and we're very proud. But I think we're doubly proud, if you like, because we've always considered ourselves an innovative company. If you think of the history of Alcatel-Lucent, which is all the way back to AT&T and Western Electric, we've innovated in such things as inventing the transistor, cellular communications, laser, CCD camera. I think we've struggled in the past sometimes to bring those things to market. And light radio is not only an innovation that we developed, but also one that we brought to market to the point that Stephen made in record time. And so I think we're proud of the fact that we're back, recognized as an innovative company, and the speed with which we've developed this architecture and brought it to scale is something that we're also very proud of being recognized by the TR50.
Yeah, so how does a large global company like Alcatel-Lucent drive innovation?
Yeah, so the internal magic we have, or silver bullet, if you like, is this organization called Bell Labs, which has been that foundational research and innovator that has invented all those things I named, the transistor, the laser, cellular communications, etc. And that has been innovating away. People sometimes ask the question, what happened to Bell Labs? Well, nothing happened. It's been innovating away, in fact, producing the cube, and the cube is the foundation of that light radio architecture, and that comes from almost decades of work on things like MIMO technologies, where you have multiple antenna arrays. Well, we got to thinking, well, if you want to build big antenna arrays, you need small things. So we started decreasing the size of each antenna, and that resulted in cubes. And then, of course, you want to build it in a Lego block type fashion to make any array of any dimension. And so that led to very much the light radio cube design. And then we said, well, if you're doing that, what does the rest of the radio network have to do? And that's where we started thinking about cloud properties, et cetera, that allows the network to scale in dramatically new ways to meet the data demand and the application usage demand that Stephen mentioned and that we very much believe is coming.
And you were just showing off the light radio innovation at a major communications trade show. What was the reaction, and how have you moved it from innovation to a working product?
Well, I think there were two major reactions. One was, wow, they did that in a year, meaning it was clear that we were announcing a concept with some prototypes a year ago at Mobile World Congress, and we turned it from concept and prototype to deployable reality within a year, which is a record for infrastructure. The second, and this is my favorite one, it was called, we had invented the iPhone of infrastructure. Huh. Normally you don't associate anything sort of cool with the word infrastructure. But we had invented the iPhone of infrastructure, is what people, I think, like to call it. And I think that's an amazing sort of recognition of how infrastructure matters now and has a coolness that is equivalent to a device like the iPhone. And maybe last, the other thing was the experience of using it, because we actually deployed a live network of these cubes at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona. And the speed increase we were demonstrating was around four times the speed of today's networks, and that was four times greater than even an LTE macro network. So we were adding to an LTE network these small cells based on cubes, and the speed up was 4x. And generally these things, you can roll out and plug and play them so that you can get that speed up in record time, meaning time to deploy it is also very fast because of the novel nature of this architecture. So overall, a wow all around, I think, and the iPhone of infrastructure is my favorite comment of the conference, I think.
I like that. Marcus, Stephen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that was Stephen Kass, Special Projects Editor at MIT's Technology Review, and Marcus Weldon, CTO of Alcatel-Lucent. I'm Mike Yeomans. This is Digital Ideas, and thanks for listening.